You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible and will also join us not next Tuesday, but the following one at the Beef House. He'll actually help us kick off our all-day agricultural outlook meeting. You don't want to miss that one, and it's only $30. Hey, you can start your morning with a Beef House roll, coffee, and Eric Snodgrass talking about the weather for $30. Get a dozen grain analysts in the kitty as well, along with Murray Wise, who will take up the cost of farmland. What a deal. You can do that online at willag.org, willag.org, or 800-898-1065. Don't wait. Do it right now. Eric, thank you, and good afternoon to you, and thanks for agreeing to come over to the Beef House with us, too.
Yeah, I always look forward to it. It's a good time. Meet a lot of great people, and It's a fun way to kick off a new season.
All right, so let's talk about the weather here in the Midwest first. There's another winter storm about. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so this one right now is emerging out in the Great Plains. So it just kind of came out of the Four Corner states. I don't know if you heard, but they got snow in Las Vegas. They even had snow at pretty low elevation down in L.A. I'll tell you something. In L.A., when it snows, they kind of lose their minds. But anyways, we've had some snow deep, out west, and it's indicative of the pattern we've got right now. So this low is going to eject into the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas here in the next few hours, and then it's going to move straight toward kind of the Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, Missouri area. It's going to go right across there. Now, where we are, we're going to be to the south of this. So the beautiful weather we have today, we're going to even see warmer weather tomorrow, but it's going to come in on quite a bit of rainfall. So expect, cloudy showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Get south of us, they're talking about severe weather. Now, the severe weather is one thing, but the bigger picture is this. We have seen an enormous amount of flooding in the lower and mid-Mississippi River Valley. I'm talking specifically where the Ohio and the Mississippi River come together. So I'm talking about parts of Tennessee, Kentucky, and also talking about Arkansas, Mississippi, even parts of Louisiana. Now, I've been getting some reports that it's been getting a little more difficult to be moving grain on barges down there. And they are expecting to get between now and Sunday, in some locations, another 3 inches. And if those thunderstorms train over one another, maybe another up to 5, even 8 inches of rain out of this. So this is going to start to throw a lot of those rivers out of their banks. The flooding problem is going to get even worse. And these flooding problems just don't disappear overnight. They're going to be there for quite some time. So this winter storm that's coming through is going to be a mess maker. For us, it's going to be rain and thunderstorms tomorrow. Behind it, incredibly windy conditions. This is a deep low. I'm expecting very, very, very strong winds to be associated with this system. So, yeah, we got a major winter storm on its way right now.
Does it blow in a pattern change?
It kind of does. So what we see after this is that the trough that's been established over the western United States, where it's been really cold from Montana clear down to the Four Corners, we've actually started to see that trough start to migrate back toward the Hudson Bay. Now, that's good for folks that are down in, the place I just told you that were flooding, because this is going to stop that constant flow of moisture out of the Gulf, just soaking them. It's going to change our storm trajectory a little bit, and we're going to go back into, at least through the first week of March, maybe over into a more, normal winter-like pattern again. Now, remember, we're still gaining daylight hours and gaining temperature, but it's still winter, and so we're going to be dealing with the cooler pattern for a while now. I'll say this, though. When we get out to the second week of March, it looks as though we might possibly bring in a decent enough pattern change. We start to actually see some warmer weather for a little while. But remember, March is probably our most volatile month for weather throughout the year. So it's a hit or miss game every day of the week, every day of the month for March.
Have you been thinking about any bigger picture details as it relates to the ocean, El Nino in the United States?
Yeah, so you probably heard that NOAA, National Weather Service, kind of put out their El Nino advisory. We finally saw a decent enough kind of what we call westerly wind burst. We've seen the pressure systems from Tahiti over to Darwin change enough that we can officially call this an El Nino, but it's not a strong, it's super weak. The waters are just barely above average. It's been kind of a non-player for us. But with those warmer waters in place, if we can keep them tucked up to Mexico and tucked up to the Baja of California, even over toward California, as we get into our growing season, the warmer the water is there, the better it's going to be for us in the Midwest, keeping the heat at bay. But the only issue I think that we might have out of this, this little bit of a strengthening of El Nino is that it's perfectly timed with phase 8, 1, and 2 of the Madden-Julian Oscillation. What all that means is it's been wet in Brazil after being very dry. But it looks as though as it transitions out of that pattern, Brazil may be going back into a drier time period once we get maybe to mid-March and beyond. Now, I'm uncertain about that. But remember, if it's dry in mid-March and April, that really hits their safrinha crop hard. And that safrinha crop went in right on time, and it looks to be a big safrinha corn crop this year. So that's maybe the bigger story with this El Nino MJO play. It would be South America, not North America.
And I'll bet you bring that up for us on Tuesday, the 5th day of March, won't you?
Absolutely. We're going to look even farther than that. We're going to talk about some of the bigger picture stuff we'll be watching clear to July. So we'll hit it all on Tuesday.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, and we appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible. You can join us on Tuesday, the 5th day of March as well, over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. willag.org, 800-898-1065 to purchase your tickets. It's just $30.